Did you put on a cake? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalam wa ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi wa sabihi wa salim. Dear beloved Muslims, highly praised and glorified is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The prayers and the peace be on Muhammad the Prophet, his companions, the righteous servants, all. Ameen. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We openly bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is our prophet, Allah's messenger and servant of mankind. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Eid or Ramadan Mubarak, and we're approaching the Eid. Actually, tomorrow is the last day of fasting for Muslims all over the world. And after that, we celebrate the Eid. Alhamdulillah. The topic we'd like to speak on today is zakat, zakat and sadaqah. And we'll explain that to us so we can be very clear on it. And we know that in the time of fasting, the month of Ramadan, at the conclusion at Eid al-Fitr time, there's a sadaqah and a sadaqah fitr, and charity that has to be paid at the conclusion of that fast. And it should be done by everyone, by the father, the mother, the children, everybody, the poor, the people in need, etc. Everybody should pay that. And the family, the father, he's responsible for the children, and that obligation, quite nasty, falls on him. So this is a sadaqah. We have to pay that, alhamdulillah. And that price is established, and we'll talk about that a little also. But before we get there, we want to just mention zakat. What is zakat? Zakat is a principle in the religion. There are five principles in the religion of Islam: faith in God, prayer, charity, fasting, and pilgrimage, Hajj. And this sadaqah is a principle of action, meaning that this is something that we have to do. Faith, you do nothing. You just believe in God. This is faith. This is my faith. I believe in God. And this sadaqah is something that we should do every day, as in our prayer. We should always pray. We should have prayer. We should call on God all the time. And we should give. When we ask Allah for something, then in return, Allah commands us to give something. He blesses us with resources or wealth or whatever the case. And a portion of that wealth should go back to the needy. Actually, sadaqah is 2.5% of our annual wealth, not the amount of money that we make, but before tax, but after the tax. In this society, we pay charity, or we pay taxes on our gross. If we make $1,000 a week, we pay $1,000 in income tax. But do we get $1,000 a week? No. They take money out of our pay. So in Islam, if we make $1,000 and we need $900 to live on, then our charity, our zakat, is only on $100. That's the mercy of Allah. 2.5% of $100, not the whole $1,000. That makes pretty good sense to me. And if the rich, and this is on the rich and the poor. See, in this society, the rich shelter their money off offshore bankings and different investments and things of that nature, where they pay absolutely no taxes. And this is why we have so much difficulty in the society, because the expense of running government is on the poor, the people who really need money. And Islam, the responsibility falls on the shoulders of the rich and the poor. And if you don't have enough money to pay zakat, then you should receive zakat. That's only fair. Alhamdulillah. It's like a welfare system, so to speak. We have zakat, which is a principle, and also we have something voluntary, which is not a principle. We do it voluntarily from our heart, from the freedom, from the love of our heart. And it's called sadaqah. Sadaqah, right? And sadaqah is voluntary. After you pay your 2.5%, then anything that you desire to pay after that, that's completely up to you. If you don't want to pay it, alhamdulillah. But there's blessings in it, right? And the word sadiq or sadaqa, it really gives reference to truth, friendship, kindness, generosity. Actually, it's a religious duty that every human being has for his fellow man. In other words, when you see a need, then we should supply that need. We shouldn't walk past a man who's in the street because he's a Christian, he's hungry, he doesn't have food, doesn't have clothes, and we have an extra coat or we have some extra food. We should provide it for him. He's a Christian. He's a human being. And people in the racial issues, we shouldn't draw racial lines across an individual who's hungry and needy, right? If he needs a bowl of soup, then we should give a Caucasian a bowl of soup, an Asian or Hispanic or whatever the case might be. That's sadaqah. That's from purely from our heart. Allah didn't command us to do that. That's the pure heart that rises up and takes care of the needs that he sees in the society. That's what you call a Muslim. See, a Muslim gives sadaqah. True Muslim, not the ones who knows the Arabic, maybe not. Not the ones that you always say doing dhikring and doing all the rest of these religious things all the time. These are the kind of individuals who do things purely from their heart. That's where the faith is. The faith is in the heart. And it's expressed by sadaqah, a voluntary action. I don't have to do it, but I'm going to do it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So this is sadaqah. Sadaqah fitra. And this sadaqah fitra is a different kind of sadaqah, because this is why Allah, this is why we are commanded to do this. We are required to do this, I should say, is to pay this sadaqah during the Eid al-Fitra. Eid al-Fitra is a feast or the celebration after Ramadan. We pay, say, I believe in society today, it's $10 per person. You know, there's no standard set, but this is what they said in the society today in America, $10 should be enough money to feed an individual who is in need. So we can say that, we can generalize it and say, hey, I can fix a meal for $1.50, right? Okay, if you can do that, then do that. We're not going to get in an argument because there's no standard. I know in the time of Prophet Muhammad, the measurement was a saw. They call it saw. It would give one saw of dates or one saw of barley or whatever they had. And the saw, a saw is a measuring cup or container, a goblet that they use to measure. They would fill it up and level it off, and then they would pour that in the person's hand or bag or a basket or whatever the case. And that was one saw, and that was sufficient for sadaqah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah knows best. And keep in mind, if we can't pay the $10, or if we can't, whatever we do, the best that we can do from our heart is sufficient. Because what more can we do? Sometimes we put demands on people, and the next thing you know, people go out and break the law to fulfill that obligation. They forget about rules and laws and things of that nature. Whatever you can do from the purity of your heart, Allah accepts that. Allah is the final judge anyway. Allah knows best. These monies are not for the masjid, not to pay rent, not to pay Con Edison bills and things of that nature. The money is designed for the poor, for the needy, for the people who don't have dress or food for the Eid feast. Eid is a festival. It's a celebration where we come together, we eat sweets and we eat food, and we just have a joyous occasion. Now, why can't we take this sadaqah and give it to the people most in need instead of paying off rents and things of that nature, Con Ed bills and things for the masjid? That's not the purpose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite nasi, is the best knower. So that's sadaqah, alhamdulillah. And this zakat is something that will always be with us. Every day we should find something to give in zakat, alhamdulillah. And zakat is not only money. We say charity, the first thing comes to mind is money. You know, removing a stone from the road so somebody won't hurt themselves is charity, right? Anything that we give, something that we own, that we love, and we give a portion of that charity, anything, everything. You know, we have items in our house that we don't need. We give it to people. Charity, that's charity. It's a constant flow. Just imagine in the time of Prophet Muhammad when they didn't have stores and things of that nature. People gave other people what they had. They shared what they had. They didn't have a table or whatnot. Somebody didn't have a need for that table, he would make sure that his neighbor received the table. He didn't break it up and throw it in the garbage for the garbage man to take it away. He gave it to his neighbor. If he had extra food, he didn't throw it in the garbage. He gave it as sadaqah. That was his charity. That was the charitable heart, because his concern was for his fellow man. God knows best. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In the Holy Quran, in Surah 2, Ayat 261, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a parable. Parable is an example. He gives us an example, something in nature, right? He said, the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is that of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manifold increase to whom he please, and Allah cares for all, and he knows all things. Sadaqallah adeen, surely Allah speaks the truth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, the most valuable, useful thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in all of his creation is the intellect, the intelligence, the mind of man. And this is why he gives us a parable. Now, he wouldn't give a parable to a lion. A lion is fixed nature. Whatever he does in his nature. He does it from the time he comes into existence until the time he leaves. That's his nature, right? Monkeys, birds, right? You can predict what they're going to do. But human life has intelligence, right? You can't predict what they're going to do. This is why we have so much madness on the earth. And if we don't spread God's word on the earth, eventually these kinds of minds will take over. All kinds of foolishness and craziness and crimes and murder and things of that nature. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the human being in his revelation a parable. Now, the parable is something that we have to come to an understanding on. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing us to? What is he giving us his parable to understand? Right? Okay, he says, the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. Now, there's other ways that we can spend our wealth also. We can spend our wealth selfishly for our own desires, right? I don't have any concern for Allah. I'm doing this for me, right? For my own gain, etc., right? He said, okay, in that particular case, this parable is not talking about you, right? He says, the parable of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. And he said, well, I'm spending my wealth paying my rent. I'm spending my wealth providing food for my family. I'm spending my wealth providing an automobile so I can go back to work. That is in the way of Allah, right? If you're doing those things, those are requirements. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed those things on us as requirements to sustain our lives. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us in this example, he says, of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah. Doesn't only mean in the church and in the mosque or some kind of religious institutions, etc. He says, charity first is for who? Your family. Get that in your mind that your first obligation to your wealth is your family, your immediate family, your extended family, your neighbors, etc. All of these things is very important for our understanding in the way of Allah. Is that he's given us an example here, and that example is a grain of corn. Look how small he's, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us understands what a grain of corn is, right? One grain of corn. And then it says it grows once you put it in the ground. Now, I'm a gardener. I know what that means. You put a seed in the ground, one seed in the ground, and then it says it grows 7 ears. Way up where I live, we live upstate New York, and you ride through the country area, you see corn, stalks of corn all over the place. And many of us don't even take heed to this parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us in the Quran. He said the farmer put one grain of corn in the ground, and look at his return. He got 7 ears of corn on a stalk. And then it says on each ear has 100 grain. One seed produced what? 100 grain. Right? So what is your return on your investment? 699 grains of corn. That's the mercy of Allah, right? And this is how Allah multiplies your wealth. He's showing us that. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah, it is that of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ear, and each ear has 100 grain. Alhamdulillah. Allah has manifold increase to whom he pleases. And Allah cares for all, and he knows all things. So what does that mean? That means if we are charitable, don't you know that everything that we give in charity, Allah blesses us tenfold in return? Same principle as putting that seed in the ground. We hold on to our money as if we think, or our wealth as if we think that it's going to be lost. But we take our money and we put it in a bank account. And what are we looking for? We're looking for interest, right? How much interest do we get today? Not even a percentage, not even 1%, right? But we'll put it in there. But how many of us will take our money and trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and share our wealth with our fellow man, and Allah not thinking that Allah will not give it back? When he gave us a parable to say if we put one grain in the ground, in return he will give us 700 increase, right? So he tells us, this is a case here. He said every dollar, every dime, every penny, every million, whatever you give, he increases that tenfold. That should be an encouragement for the individual who have faith. Actually, for an individual who don't have faith, it actually means nothing. So this is why it's a principle in our religion. It's a principle in our religion to give charity. And this is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to generate wealth for the betterment of every human being on this planet Earth. And if we did it, we wouldn't have poor people coming from Mexico trying to come across the border, or people trying to come from Africa or different parts of the country to America because America have all the wealth, right? These people not coming here because they want to be a part of the American way of life. They come in here because America have all the wealth. And how do we know that? We know history. We know how American, European countries went around the earth and they stole the wealth of other people's nations and harbored it right here in America. And now the people are coming here because this is where the wealth is. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And if we are Muslims here in this country, then we should set the good example of Muslims or African-American Muslims or whatever Muslims here in the United States of America of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire for us far as charity is concerned. Because once you give a person charity, poor person, you still have to uphold the dignity of that person. You don't want people coming to the welfare office to beg for money. He got his head down. He can't even hold his head up because he's embarrassed and whatnot because he has to receive. No, that individual should hold his head up high because this is a responsibility. The needy has a God-given share. God have given that needy person a share of your wealth. Alhamdulillah. And Allah knows best. And when he does better, when his life gets better, then quite nasty, he fulfilled his obligation of giving charity opposed to receiving charity. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. It says, those who spend their sustenance or wealth in the cause of Allah and follow not up their gifts with reminders of their generosity or with injury, for them their reward is with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the charity, the individual who's charitable, he also should be humble. He's a humble servant of Allah. And one of the principles of the religion is charity, zakat, sadaqah. So when he gives somebody, he don't go around boasting, yeah, well, brother, I see Brother Mike, brother, the other day, and, you know, his shoes was kind of run over, so I had to hit him off. You know, we don't do that. You're robbing the man of his dignity, right? See, he keeps his dignity, brother, and plus we provide him with some shoes. So we don't boast and brag about what we do. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah and follow not up their gifts with reminders of their generosity. I know people that every time you turn around, they always telling you what they did and etc. We don't do that as Muslims, right? And if we do it as Muslims, then we should try to repent and do the right thing. Because this is a commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the ones who have are responsible for the ones who do not have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite naturally, is the best knower. Kul hu Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Say he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal, absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten. And none is like him. Ameen. Kabbalah. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Bismillahi Rahman Rahim, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Dear beloved Muslims, we're talking about charity, zakat, sadaqah. Zakat is an obligation. It's one of the principles we're obligated to provide 2.5% to the needy. And also sadaqah, which is voluntary. We give out of the purity of our heart. When we see a need, we try to address that need. And know for certainty that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, rewards us for everything that we do, every kindness that we do, generosity, you know, everything that we do in giving and preserving the life of somebody else. Then Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us. Even animals, you know, we see animals, right? Animals, sometimes animals need assistance. And we give them water. We give them, I don't recall it too well, so I'm not going to mention it. But I know it was a case doing a dog, I believe. And this dog, I think it was a prostitute, gave the dog some water. Correct me if I'm wrong. And that was her way into paradise. She gave water to the dog, right? So in other words, she wasn't all bad, right? So we see needs, we see animals, we see human life, we see things that are in need, birds and things of that nature. And people have bird feeders and for the winter to take care of the interests of birds, right? This is the human element, the human part of the individual coming to life. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire. We're talking about charity, and we mention in Surah 2, Ayah 261, and also Surah 2, 262. And now we're going to speak from, in closing, Surah 2, Ayah 265. Alhamdulillah. And Allah gives us another parable. See, the parable or symbols and signs and metaphors and things of that nature, Allah blesses whomsoever he see fit with understanding. So we don't say we have to wait for the big scholars and things of that nature for us to understand. No, Allah gives understanding whoever he see fit. Keep that in mind. See, so never give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says in this ayat, he says, and the likeness of those who spend their wealth seeking to please Allah. Same example as the first. And to strengthen their souls is as a garden high and fertile. Heavy rain falls on it, but makes it yield a double increase of harvest. And if it receives not heavy rain, light moisture will suffice. Allah sees well whatever we do. Alhamdulillah. So these are things that we have to give very serious thought to, because the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a weighty word. I mean, it's heavy. I recall the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the old days of our establishment here in America. He, and matter of fact, he told his son, our teacher, Imam Wardi Muhammad, he said, think deep. He said, don't look at things on the surface. He said, think deep into it, because it has a message. Everything has a message. Everything that we see has a message in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us words with filled with messages if we apply our mind to the particular parable. So he says, and the likeness of those who spend their wealth seeking to please Allah and to strengthen their souls is as a garden high and fertile. Heavy rain falls on it, but makes it yield a double increase of harvest. And if it receives not heavy rain, light moisture will suffice. Alhamdulillah. Now, this is a garden, quite naturally, he's talking about a garden, but also the garden of our own mind, right? He says, this is heavy wisdom. If heavy wisdom is coming down from above, you know, when you think about rain coming down from above, that's revelation. So if you get heavy rain coming down or heavy revelation coming down, he says, you get a double increase. Because it's the power of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you apply it. He says, but if you do not get heavy rain, he said, light moisture will suffice. What does that mean? He said, if you're doing it, fi sabilillah, for the purpose of Allah and to strengthen your own soul, then if it comes down heavy, alhamdulillah, and if it comes down light, it still will suffice. Alhamdulillah. Because it says, he said, a word to the wise is what? Sufficient. He said, and then we should spend, we should go forward equipped or what? Ill-equipped. If we equip, move forward. If Allah only bless you with a little bit of knowledge, move forward with a little bit of knowledge. If he bless you with a lot of knowledge, move forward with a lot of knowledge. If he bless you with a little bit of money, give big, if he bless you with a large amount of money, give a large amount of money. If he blesses you with a small amount of money, give a small amount of money. It all means the same. It's because the charity that you give is not in the amount. The charity that you give comes purely from the heart. And if it's from the heart, it's all the same. And I'm giving what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. A portion of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me, I'm giving it for the benefit of our fellow man. And quite nasty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best knower. So keep that in mind as a principle, and keep it in mind also as a responsibility that we have. Zakat, a principle. Sadaqah, a responsibility that we have. The Muslim, the pure heart of the Muslim, to give. And on the day of Eid, tomorrow, a Sunday for us here, we say Eid Mubarak, right? Eid Kareem, right? A generous Eid, right? Generosity, right? And on that day, what are we expressing? Generosity. You know, children, we give them toys. And expressing what? Generosity, the love that we have for them, the appreciation that we have for them. We provide food for one another, right? What is it? Generosity, the love that we have for one another. This is Eid. Shouldn't be a sad day, even if we have the virus, coronavirus, at this time. And I know that some people are going through more difficulties than others, but still yet we should try as hard as we possibly can to make that day a beautiful, generous day for the benefit of us and for our fellow man. And quite nasty, when we see people who are non-Muslims, who are not participating, we offer them the greetings. And if we desire, we can invite them into our gatherings to share our food and whatever the case might be, share our spirit. That's what the day of Eid should be all about. And Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, quite nasty, is the best knower. So we pray for the world today. Our prayers have to become much bigger now than it did before, because we realize that people are hurting, that people are suffering all over the world. Just not local, it's just not in our family. It's for people all over the world today, suffering and misery and all the rest of these kinds of things. But the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still alive. The hope of Allah is still alive. Don't be defeated by these television programs and newscasters and politicians and things of that nature. If you constantly listening to death, 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 death every day, you're going to be depressed. It's just like a fellow who goes to a drug program or alcoholic program, and he stands up and he says, "My name is John, and I'm an alcoholic." Now, he hadn't drank anything in 40 years. But he stands up and say, "My name is John. I'm an alcoholic." Then in his mind, he's always going to be an alcoholic. I recall addressing a drug program once. And I was there for a spiritual reason. But when the director left, I whispered to him. I said, "Don't keep saying to yourself that you're a drug addict, brother. You ain't no drug addict," right? I had to whisper, because if I would have said it loud, they would have threw me out, right? You're reinforcing a weakness that you have in yourself. Don't say that. Say, "I'm a human being. I'm standing up vis a vis the law. I can be successful in anything that I desire." And Allah, quite naturally, is the best knower. Say, "He is Allah, the one and only Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and none is like him. Ameen." Qad qamitu salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah, hayya 'alal falah, kaqamatu salah, kaqamatu salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما قلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إلهي الناس من شر وسواس الناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله.